The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus addresses this question from the Pharisees, he gives us some clear and unequivocal teaching on the nature of marriage. And it's not just that divorce is not permitted, that divorce is not a reality given to us by the second person of the triune God, but also that he gives us what is the problem beforehand, right? It's the hardness of people's hearts. And this is what he's targeting today in this gospel passage. In the beginning, it was not so. He's also saying here that marriage is a participation in the life of God itself, because what he quotes here, male and female, he made them, he's talking about the fact that men, humanity is made in the image and likeness of God. This is the passage from Genesis to which Jesus is referring, that we are made in the image and likeness of God. Marriage, in a very, very special way, reflects that nature of God, reflects that image and likeness of God, the triune nature, the community of persons. Marriage is meant to participate in that very nature. And yet, because of the hardness of our hearts, he's bringing this from the past to the present, because they're saying, "Well, then why did Moses in the past allow this?" And he said, "Because of the hardness of your hearts." So just today, he can say the same thing for us. Because of the hardness of your hearts, he allowed that. He could be talking to this world that doesn't know the newness of heart that has come to be in Christ Jesus. He can command us to live out marriage as it truly is, because he's given us new hearts by faith and baptism. He's given us new lives that we might live in everything we think and say and do and all the rest, that we can live for God. This is the solution, but it's no easy fix. Even though in baptism we are regenerated to partake in the life of Jesus, we're made to be sharers in the divine life by nature of faith and baptism, by turning our hearts and lives over to God, by entrusting ourselves to him. Even though we've done that, we still need to be fully human. We're not puppets. We need to be fully human. There's no simple one act that does it for all time for us. The cross of Jesus gives us all grace for all time. But we, in our lives, have to conform ourselves more and more to what we're receiving from God, more and more to the love of God made manifest to us in Christ Jesus. And so we have to conform our free will. Every decision that we make, we want to make for God. Our intellect fails us. We want to study the things of God. We want to study, if we can, we want to study theology. We want to explore God's good creation as a sign of how good he is to us. We want everything, every aspect of our human nature, we want to bring into conformity with what God is giving us. And God is loving us into existence. He has loved us into existence. He is loving us. He is sustaining us in life. Every moment of our life, he is loving us into existence. And we are made here, we see, to reflect that love. I think it's beautiful that today we have the coincidence, really, of celebrating the feast of Saint Jane Frances de Chantal, because she lived, she has six children. Two of them died at childbirth or very early in their lives. So she was a mother of four children. She lived that vocation. She brought God's love to life in that way for many years. And then when she was widowed, she became a religious and she ended up founding 85 monasteries. But it's this, she's great for us, especially here, because she's a woman then who in her life had this experience of the conquering of her hardness of heart, the conquering of the wickedness of her heart in her faith, baptism and faith in Jesus Christ. And so her entire life became a living expression of the love of God in this situation and circumstances to which she was called. And she was a mother. And then she was religious. And in both stages of her life, she brought to life the love of God. That's where we have to be today. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we are today. It just doesn't matter. I was working with someone just the other day on like our history and the baggage that we're carrying around with us. You know, where were we yesterday and last year and the 10 years before that? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Let's let it go. And today, bring about the love of God in our midst.